Hello there, children. It's nice to be back again. And this time we're going to do the final part of the lesson, A Truly Beautiful Mind. Well, A Truly Beautiful Mind is about the legendary, the most famous scientist ever, the best human being of the 20th century, Albert Einstein. Okay, so let's move on. Now, before we begin the next third and final part, let's have a quick recap, okay? Now, we saw in the previous lesson, in the previous part of the class, that Einstein, after having finished his education, he secured a job in 1902 as a technical expert in a patent office in Bern. Okay, Bern is in Switzerland. You know what a patent office is? The office that checks through all the researches that are submitted by scientists, and then they give a copyright and a patency. Okay, they attach that name to that particular research. So he began working there. Now there, apart from working, he also began developing his own theory. Remember, he and his wife, Mileva Maric, both of them were discussing a theory, right, when they were in college and university. So he began developing that theory as he also continued to work over there. And then in the year 1903, he married his sweetheart, Mileva Maric, much to the displeasure of his mother. His mother didn't like this girl at all because she thought she was too intelligent. Because remember, in those days, it was considered that a wife shouldn't be more intelligent or as intelligent as the husband. Well, times have changed now, haven't they? Now, so the next thing that we need to remember is that in the year 1905, he published his famous book or famous theory, which proved to the world that he was a genius. And with that came the formula. What was the formula? E is equal to mc square. And what was the theory? The special theory of relativity. Remember that, no? Yes. Then, after his marriage to Mileva Maric, he had two sons from her. But then the marriage was on rocky terrain. They didn't go along well because Mileva too was an intelligent woman. She too wanted to have her own research, but because of all the work at home, her children, and you know all the domestic work, she didn't have time to devote to research. So she was very unhappy in the marriage, and the couple got divorced in 1919. So quickly the same year, without wasting much time, he married his cousin Elsa. His mother kept telling him that it was better he married her, and so after the divorce, he married this girl Elsa that same year. Okay, so we read it till there. Now let's come back to this part of the lesson. Now here we'll come to see that in the year 1915, Einstein published his general theory of relativity. In the year 1905, he had published his special theory of relativity. And here, remember he joked about the time he spent, time spent with the girl seems to pass in a second, whereas time spent probably studying in a class goes on and on and on. That theory of relativity. Now he propounded the theory, the general theory of relativity. Now, according to this theory, the beam of a light from a star is deflected, that is moved by the gravitational field of the sun. And for people standing on the earth and watching the star, we see it away from its actual position. And this happens because of the gravitational force of the sun. Okay, now this was the theory propounded by Einstein in the year 1915. And it so happened that within a few years, in the year 1919, there was an eclipse. And during this eclipse, people could really watch this theory in action. They really found that stars indeed appeared to be farther than they were. It is because of the gravitational force wielded by the sun. Okay, so and in the year 1929, he received the Nobel Prize for Physics. And once you look at your PPT, you can see those visuals of him receiving his Nobel Prize. Now, it was a very, 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 very important day of his life and for the whole scientific community as such. That is Einstein receiving his Nobel Prize in the year 1921. Now after that, he was no longer an ordinary man. He became a celebrity. Okay, and everybody started inviting him to parties and get-togethers and seminars, and they began felicitating him. Do you remember in 8th standard you had a lesson about Dattada? of how Dattada detected an asteroid. Okay, and they called it Dattada, the Datta asteroid. And after he had discovered the asteroid, he became a celebrity, and how he didn't like it. I'm sure even Einstein was an introvert. He did not like all this attention. Well, but he could not escape it, isn't it? Because his scientific research pushed him into limelight. People were very interested in whatever he was doing. Okay, so that was Einstein and his Nobel Prize. And the press, the newspapers were very happy with whatever he had published, and they gave a lot of coverage to him, and he had become a celebrity. Now, all this happened when Einstein was in Switzerland. Okay, and remember, Switzerland was part of the German territory in those days. And by the year 1933, the German country was taken over by the Nazi party. The Nazis had won elections. Probably you'll be studying all this in your history this year. Okay, the Nazi party had won elections, and the leader was Hitler, and the Nazis did not like Jews at all. Okay, they were against the Jews. Okay, so wherever they found Jews, they put them in concentration camps. They persecuted them. Persecuting is almost killing them, and they killed them in millions. Now, it so happened that Einstein, because he was a Jew, was not liked by Hitler, the leader of the Nazi party. And so they had a few episodes of discontentment. He was very unhappy with Hitler. He did not like what was happening in Germany, because there was no equality. There was a lot of inequality. There was no democracy. People did not have rights. Okay, the Jews and the Christians were differentiated, and the Jews were ill-treated by the Nazi party. So in this scenario, Einstein felt that it was better he emigrated to the US. So there were many, many other scientists during that period who had fled to the US. They had run away, because the atmosphere in Nazi Germany was not at all conducive for scientists like this. Okay, so, and that too, Einstein was a Jew. So many other Jews like him fled. They ran away. They emigrated to the US. So in the United States, he was welcomed, and he joined this very famous university called the Princeton University. Okay, so there he joined the university as one of the faculties, and people were very happy. The Americans were very happy that he was going to be one of their citizens. And then soon he became one of the greatest citizens of the United States of America. What a, you know, what a moment it was for that country, isn't it? Having such a great Nobel laureate amongst them. So the Americans, I'm sure, were very happy to have Einstein with them in their country. Now, Hitler started, you know, making preparations for war. The Second World War had started, and before that itself, Hitler started building the bomb. You know, what is the bomb here? The bomb here is the atomic bomb. So people, you know, you had lots of spies in those days. So American spies, the American, you know, press, American people, they all had come to know that lots of uranium was being used by Germany. Now, uranium is the raw material used in the atomic bomb. So when uranium is, you know, imported by Germany and used, it means they're up to something. They're going to build something. By this time, the German scientists had already found out the making of a nuclear bomb, an atomic bomb. So Einstein came to know about this. Remember, he was a scientist, and in his own scientific community, many people had come to know that Germany was busy in making the nuclear bomb, or the atomic bomb. And what was the only use of it? To kill millions and millions of people. So Einstein also knew that what would happen if once the bomb was dropped. So once an atomic bomb is dropped, there'll be mass destruction, untold agony and destruction. Destruction of life, property, future, you know. You have lots of mutations going on. Radioactivity spreads all over the place, to, you know, encompassing a large area. So Einstein decided, and along with a few other friends, they told Einstein to do this, because remember, he was a Nobel laureate in physics. So many of the other scientists told Einstein that why should he not write a letter to the president? And in those days, the president of the United States was Theodore Roosevelt. Okay, so he wrote a letter to the president of the United States urging him to build a bomb. He told the president that Germany was already building a bomb, so it was better. America also, United States of America, had its own bomb, because this would counter, this would bring about a balance in the world. Otherwise, Germany was a rogue country, okay, with this kind of a dictator called Hitler, who had no control over him. Nobody had control over him. Nobody could control him. He was behaving like the master of the world. So with an atomic bomb in his hand, Hitler could create havoc in the world. Already he started expanding his empire, you know, into Europe, Western Europe. He started conquering different territories. So Einstein urged the president, and the president said yes, and all arrangements were made to make an atomic bomb. And so the atomic bomb was in progress, and this project was called the Manhattan Project. Okay, and this happened because Einstein had written a letter to Roosevelt that United States should also have its own bomb to counter this power balance. Okay, that Germany was becoming very powerful. And we all know, the whole world knows what happened in the year 1945 on 7th and 8th. I think it is 6th and 8th of August. Yes, the fat man and the fat boy and the tall man were dropped by the US on Japan, on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. Okay, the United States used their bomb there. And then after that, there was untold destruction, death and sadness. Now, when Einstein witnessed all these news reports of how millions were affected by this, his heart broke. He felt very bad that he had suggested that the government of the United States make a bomb. He felt responsible for this, and he felt regret, and he did not like what he had done. He wanted science to be used only for peace, and that too he wanted a bomb for peace. Okay, he did not want this kind of a destruction. He always believed that peace should prevail, and it was very important that countries should have weapons, but they should use it for peace. Okay, and he felt that countries have to be prepared. But you see what happened. Finally, it was used on Japan, and so many Japanese died in that Hiroshima and Nagasaki horror. Now, this led to a lot of sadness in Einstein, and then from then on, he became a pacifist. A pacifist is somebody who believes in peace, okay, who says that there should be only peace, pacifying. Okay, remember, the Pacific Ocean is very quiet, who believes in peace and quietness. So he became a big advocate of pacifism, and he urged different countries in the world that they should not indulge in war. Okay, and so there was the end of the Second World War. Millions and millions of people died, and Einstein was very sad. Okay, now children, after that, he felt that he should now write a letter to the United Nations. Remember that United Nations was constituted to bring about peace in the world. Okay, he thought that the United Nations should become one administration for the whole world. The whole world should be administered by this government called United Nations government, and this United Nations should bring about peace. But this time nobody paid attention to his peace letter. It is such a tragedy and irony, you see, when letters are written that you need to build arms and armaments, the whole world listens to you. But when your letter speaks of peace, nobody paid attention to it. This letter also didn't become very famous. But then it's very important that we come to know this side of Einstein. He was not at all for conflict and death and destruction. He believed that science should be for peace and not for the death and the destruction. And yes, if there are arms in the sense weapons, they should be only for preparedness. Okay, only to be prepared, but not to use it on anybody. And till the end, he kept advocating that. He said that weapons should be kept in readiness. That's all. People have to be ready, but the weapons should not be used. Okay, this is what he kept telling till his death. And so finally, he died in the year 1955, on 18th April 1955. He was 76 years old, and then he died. He was hospitalized for a few days, and then he died. And the world lost such a brilliant personality. And children, remember I told you, after the World War, he started becoming very, very active in political rallies. You know, he started campaigning for peace. He went out and spoke to the public and told them that they should all be peaceful and there should be no war. Okay, so here was a very great son of this earth. He was a world citizen, okay, who did so much for humanity, who was loved by the people. You know, he had become a celebrity after he had won his Nobel Prize. And again, when he started advocating peace, he had become a huge celebrity. Even now, you know, everybody remembers Einstein as the man with that gray, frizzy hair, childlike face with a beautiful smile. And children, I really enjoyed going through the lesson. I hope you too did. Because when last year when we did that lesson on Stephen Hawking, it was quite an enlightening lesson. Okay, we come to know about the great lives of such great people. And it is truly inspiring. So what you have to do, I feel that after now that we've finished this, we've come to the end of the lesson, I feel you should try to read up some more biographies of Einstein and know more about this excellent human being. Okay, so I hope you will do it. And you have lots of material on the internet now. You have lots of ebooks. So why don't you just go online and try to find out more about this great human being, Albert Einstein. Now children, so as usual, you will go back to the lesson. We have done page number 49 and 50. You will read through the lesson twice, once loudly and once silently. And then make a note of the difficult words. You will do the question and answers. And I have also given you a worksheet. So you will go through your worksheet and there is a handout. It is almost the same as your lesson. So look at the handout, look at the meanings. Please do the questions in your worksheet. And as usual, the fill in the blanks are very, very easy. But the questions require a little bit of thought. Again, you cannot do any cut and pasting work. Okay. So think and write your answers. Learn to write briefly. Your answers should be written in 20 to 30 words. Children, this journey with you was excellent. I really enjoyed being with you. I hope it was mutual too. So have a safe summer holiday. Don't simply go and mingle with people. Maintain social distance. Maintain hand sanity. Okay, don't ever move, use your hands, rub your hands on your face. Keep your hands at a distance. Maintain social distance. Keep washing your hands regularly. And try to be healthy and safe. Whenever you go out, come back home, have a bath, change your clothes. Okay, let us all be very, very healthy. And we'll return on June 18th back, bouncing back with vigor to meet the new days ahead. Okay, it was great meeting you all, children. Thank you. Bye-bye.